Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's take a look at the market trade. Overall, it feels risk on again across stocks, energies, corn, beans, finding some good support here while we see a little more mixed activity in wheat and livestock. As you take a look at the grain trade first, what do you make of what we're seeing with the action in corn and beans versus the downward pressure in wheat now?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct on the risk on. That's kind of the way we started the day. And over the last couple of sessions, there's a sense on Wall Street and among global equity markets that we have seen peak monetary tightening policy from central banks around the world. I think there's serious doubt whether that's true or not, but that's the current thought and sentiment of the markets. And so, therefore, we're seeing a sharp break in the dollar as treasury yields go down today, the dollar really breaking hard, stocks going up sharply higher, the growth stocks are leading the way, and that started off with just kind of a euphoria. The commodities followed suit, but now we're seeing more and more of that money flow toward the equities and not necessarily supporting all of the commodities. The energy markets, as you said, are continuing to push higher ahead of an OPEC meeting where OPEC is expected to cut 1 million barrels per day from their production quotas, but they're not hitting their quotas now, and that probably still won't bring them to the level where their production is actually at. The grain and oil seeds, we're seeing corn and soybeans push higher, kind of on that euphoria. So positive money flow there. Wheat has been both sides of unchanged. Basically, we're at a point with this wheat market where longer term it's trending higher. And the way that works is we go higher for a week or 10 days, then we pull back. Then we go higher, make a new high, and then we pull back. And we're currently now having just put a new high in, kind of in that pullback period of that wheat cycle, price cycle, kind of a technical move, seeing some weakness, particularly in Chicago. Kansas City trying to hang on to some gains there as drought really gets a hold of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt at planting time.
Now, Arlen, USDA said in crop progress report yesterday afternoon, corn 20% harvested, soybeans 22% nationwide as of Sunday. So we watch the ongoing harvest. Also, I know some chatter to trade about the low river levels on the Mississippi River and how that could affect barge transportation. That story, do you feel like that story is one that's really impacting the markets right now, or is it more of a wait and see on the river levels?
The river levels are more of a basis market issue right now, some effect on the board, but I'd say the other factors having a bigger effect is we're seeing barges now with low water levels reducing the amount that they can carry by anywhere from a 30 to 40%, depending on where you're at and on the day. And no real hope in sight now for turning that around. The outlook remains pretty dry for the Midwest. And this is a critical time when we need to move grain south to the ports at New Orleans and fertilizer north for the fall application season ahead of the Northern River closing down for the winter. So it's a real concern, and it's really pushing barge freight rates sharply higher as we try to deal with these low water levels.
Livestock, real quick, finding a little pressure there as we go throughout the session on Tuesday. What are your thoughts in this protein trade as we work through the day?
That's another case where we started higher on the euphoria that's on Wall Street, but just could not hold it. We're still anticipating that this week's cash cattle trade is going to be steady and firm with the previous week. But again, just struggling to be able to hold these gains in the protein complex right now with really live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures all trading in the red as we visit.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk, we'll have a conversation with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. And we'll also be joined by Dr. Paul Sundberg with the Swine Health Information Center. You've been listening to Market Talk midday commentary for this Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.